multidimensional fractal of consciousness currently expressing itself as a human being in the most authentic way that we can imagine. Always remember, take only what resonates and leave the rest. Welcome to Mental Magic. Hey there! So in this episode, we're going to explore the first layer of Tier 2 consciousness, which is the yellow layer of consciousness. Now, if you've been listening along so far, you know that in Tier 1 consciousness, each one of the layers from beige to green are very focused on survival. How can human beings survive together as an individual and as a collective community? Now, when you have that transition to where you shift into Tier 2 consciousness, and this is usually the shift happens with some kind of big awakening moment where you start to realize that life isn't exactly as it seems, and the world that you were raised in, the world that you were programmed to believe in, may just be a little more interesting and a little more complicated than you were originally told. So in the yellow layer of consciousness, when you have this moment where you awaken to your own self-awareness, there starts to begin the process of the dropping off of the previous fears that you held in Tier 1 consciousness. The fear around not being good enough, the fear around not being successful enough, the fear around not belonging, not being respected, not being valued, not being able to survive. Those fears start to slowly melt away as you awaken into this yellow layer of consciousness, which is all about opening up your conscious mind to question your reality and discover what life has to offer. When you are thinking in this space, you operate from a place of taking the information that is most appropriate in any given moment and honestly allowing other people to just live the life that they're living. To each their own is my motto from this layer of consciousness. So as I mentioned, this layer is all about waking up to who you are, who you want to be, who you desire to be going forward, and learning how to integrate all of who you have been in the past. You're no longer looking for ways solely to survive on the planet, which is beige level consciousness. You're no longer looking for just protection, which is the purple layer consciousness. You're no longer looking for just power, which is red, and you don't need to rely on the order and the structure of blue. You're no longer looking for value and validation from your external environment, which is orange, or to feel as though you are part of this inclusive, diverse body of other humans, because you realize in this layer that you will continue to exist on this planet as a human being for as long as you're going to exist here. And the impact that other people have on you as a human being and the impact that you have on others is a reflection of the energy, the thoughts, the programming that is running through your own consciousness. In this layer, you start to value win-win-win solutions, where you win, the other person wins, and the collective wins in how we move forward in making our decisions. You also seek to express your own personal freedoms without doing harm to others. You have this keen awareness because you have shifted through all six of the previous layers of Tier 1 consciousness. So you have a keen awareness of how what you do can impact and harm the other, and that desire or that unconscious ability that we have to do harm on the planet starts to come online. You start to process through your guilt and shame for all of the ways that you have harmed others in the past, and you aim to move forward in your life doing as little harm as humanly possible. You also find that you start to value competency, flexibility, and functionality over hierarchies, rigid structures, and old traditions and customs that may not be as helpful or functional in every given situation that you could find yourself in. So you start to demand a more integrated way of perceiving the world. You see that all of the layers of consciousness are active and are currently expressing on the planet. You see how you shift into each layer of consciousness given the situation and circumstance that you're in, and you also see other people shifting through the layers of consciousness. So you have this understanding that there is a way for us to honor each layer and the gifts and the tools and the lessons that they have to offer, while also not totally identifying with or as each layer of consciousness, because you know that there is more to life than just one way of thinking or one way of perceiving the world. And so when you do find issues in the world, problems or challenges that you meet, you're more interested in digging deep to the root cause of that issue and addressing the issue from its base, rather than dealing with surface level issues or becoming upset because somebody isn't understanding how you are perceiving the world. Instead of projecting our own insecurities, our own limitations, and our own fears onto other people, in the yellow layer of consciousness, you are able to take responsibility for what's yours and see what other people are responsible for in themselves, and allow other people to exist in whatever way they are existing while responding to them from a place of your own personal power, knowing who you are and respecting who you are while also respecting the other. Researchers have said that tier two consciousness is essentially an octave up from tier one consciousness. So whereas in tier one, it was all about learning how to survive on the planet, in tier two, your goal now is learning how to be on the planet, learning how to exist. And in the yellow layer, this desire and interest in learning and experimenting around what it means to be a human and what it means for you to be a human awakens as you step into this tempered individualism. Because like I said, you don't want to express your individualistic ways of thinking in the same ways that you did in tier one consciousness, because you fundamentally understand that being an individualistic thinker versus a collective thinker is not good or bad. It's just a way of experiencing the world, and it's a way of perceiving reality. And so your mind starts to operate with this synthesis or systems way of thinking, where you can start to see the big picture. You can zoom out of the individual problems that you find in, let's say, orange layer consciousness or red layer consciousness, and you can see how all of the layers are impacting one another inside of yourself as well as in the external collective. And you start to find different ideas and theories that can help address those problems from a more systemic approach rather than focusing on the problem from a tier one perspective. In this layer, if you've ever heard anybody talk about the simulation theory or the fact that reality is like a video game, this is where that idea starts to make sense in your consciousness, because you can really see how different people are playing in different realities. They're playing on different levels of reality as they are shifting through these different layers of consciousness. Because as I said before, in tier two, you take this zoomed out approach, and you can see how the spiral is alive in everyone who exists in such a multi-dimensional, multifaceted way. You see that humanity doesn't express in just one way. There's no one right way to think as a human. There's no one right way to be as a human. So in this yellow frame of reference, there are very few ideas or beliefs that you hold as holy or sacred. Instead, you hold ideas loosely. You are able to reprogram ideas. You're able to drop ideas. You're basically able to upgrade your consciousness, download new theories and ideas whenever you see fit. And you're not doing it in relation to the external community that's outside of you. You're doing it from your own internal desire to be able to shift your perspective and see the world through a new lens with a different pair of glasses. You have this incredible tolerance for contradiction, paradox, and complexities as you see multiple solutions to the various problems that humans encounter because your soul focused is on authenticity. You want to be yourself. You want other people to express as themselves. You want to just be who you are, and you want to be surrounded by other people who have that same goal of being who they are on their own terms. I will note, though, that one of the pitfalls of waking up into the yellow layer of consciousness is that once you wake up, you may go through a process of wanting to wake up everyone around you, wanting your family, your friends, your partners, your coworkers to see the new world the way that you're seeing the new world. But it is imperative for us to remember that just because we are perceiving the world through this new lens, it does not mean that it is good or bad. It does not mean that other people are required to see the world in this way. And it does not mean that we are better than them because we can see from a more bird's eye view perspective. All it means is that we are changing our frequency, we're changing our vibration, which has a dramatic impact on how we show up in the world and how we move through our lives. But it is not helpful for us to project our way of being onto anyone else. And the longer we're in tier two thinking, the less desire we have to evangelize or impart our beliefs and our way of seeing on other people. Another thing to be mindful of when you're shifting into tier two consciousness is that time starts to become extremely relative because you are able in your own mind to roam between the different timelines that you have access to. Now, what that means is that you now have the ability to perceive time in all of the ways that the previous layers of consciousness perceive time. Again, we're able to integrate all of these different ways of seeing and then use our ability to perceive different situations from different lenses based on the situation, rather than just relying on the way that we perceived from tier one consciousness. And also, because this layer is very much focused on the individual experience, you are going to be measuring yourself against yourself. You are no longer interested in comparing yourself to other people, looking at what other people have and being envious or desirous or coveting what they have. Instead, you are going to look at your own past, look how far you've come, and then measure your current status in life against who you were a year ago, 5 years ago, 10 years ago, 20, 30, 50 years ago. As personal autonomy becomes incredibly important for you, as you learn how to take responsibility, as I mentioned before, for yourself and for your actions. So the skills that you develop in this layer of consciousness is learning how to have a contemplative mind, learning how to help facilitate your own movement through the different layers of consciousness, as well as helping others navigate their journey through the spiral. Because at this point, you understand that you can speak all of the languages of each one of the tier one layers of consciousness. You also develop this incredible skill of learning how to trust your own inner voice, your own intuition, your own instincts, as you start to receive messages from inside of your own consciousness, and you have confidence in these self-generated messages, principles, values, and knowledge. People historically have called these self-generated messages so many different things. You could say that you're talking to aliens. You could say that you're talking to your higher self. You can say that you're receiving downloads. You can say that you're channeling different entities. You can frame these messages in whatever way you want to, but understanding that these messages are coming from within, coming from the pool of collective consciousness that we all have access to, and they are coming up into your awareness to guide you on your personal path of being the human that you are, and allowing yourself to trust those messages while respecting the messages that other people are receiving in their own reality from their own perspective is the whole key to the game in Tier 2 consciousness. So it then becomes possible for you to listen to other people, speak about their experience of being human, listen to their opinions, listen to their ideas, convictions, and beliefs without agreeing with them, while also fully respecting their autonomy and their ability to think however they want to think, and not allowing what they think, what they believe, to impact you in such a way that you start to question who you are or question how you're living. Now, this takes time. I will say that as soon as you wake up into the yellow layer of consciousness, you are not automatically going to have this skill of discernment and be able to distinguish the value of your ideas distinct and separate from other people's ideas, and then hold confidence in your own ideas apart from others. It is a process. Living as a human is a journey, and expanding your consciousness or shifting into different layers is a process. But eventually, I promise you, in Tier 2 thinking, you will eventually be able to see that however other people are experiencing their human journey is their choice, their responsibility, and it's an option. Every way of humaning is available. We have an infinite number of options of beliefs to believe in, ideas to hold, and ways of seeing the world that are just as valid, even if they're not resonant for everyone else on the planet. In Tier 2 consciousness, you start to understand that we are not living in a homogenized world. We are not ever all going to be on the same page ever again. There is that illusion in Tier 1 that there are millions or billions of people who are thinking the way that you're thinking, so the way that you're thinking has to be right. In Tier 2, you start to realize that even though there are some people who may believe in the same faith structure as you, or people who have the same ideas and values about the importance of money and status and power as you, it doesn't mean that they have the same ideology as you as far as human rights or environmental rights. It doesn't mean that they have the same traditions and customs that you have had. And it doesn't mean that they have had the same life experiences or traumatic experiences that you have endured in your life. We are all living in our own realities, and we are sharing our experience of these different realities with one another. The issue in Tier 1 consciousness is that we are sharing our experiences with the other with this belief that other people need to believe the same thing that we believe in order for our world to be validated. This is categorically false. Everyone has had a different life experience. Everyone has been humaning in a different way. And so everyone gets to see the world however they see the world. And in Tier 2 consciousness, this becomes abundantly apparent, and you start to relax into your own experience and allow other people to just be wherever they are. However, because as I will always say, there is always a shadow side to every single layer of consciousness. It doesn't matter if you're in Tier 1 or Tier 2. There are cognitive limitations. There are traps, pitfalls, and weapons that make our consciousness unhealthy. And I will say that I have found that the ways that consciousness can be unhealthy in Tier 2 is somewhat more terrifying to me personally than Tier 1 consciousness shadows, because Tier 2 is more conscious of consciousness. So in the yellow layer, the main cognitive limitation that we start to notice that there is just simply too much for us to possibly know and to become aware of in this one human lifetime. So we start to really understand our finitude as we start to see that life is a series of ups and downs. We're living in a roller coaster reality where the journey of being a human is about encountering problems, challenges, and obstacles, and then finding solutions and answers and resolution to those issues. It's about accepting the chaos and order that is all a natural way of existing on a planet where life and death coexist, co-mingle and continually generate even more experiences for humanity as well as other life forms to engage in as we continue to exist on the timelines that we are existing on. However, in this layer, one of the big issues or concerns that can arise within you is this idea of imposter syndrome. So like I was saying before, from tier two, you are able to see that you are existing in your own reality with your own ethics, your own beliefs, your own way of seeing the world. However, we still are living in a collective world with other people who are projecting their ideas and opinions on us. And sometimes we are impacted and affected by that, especially in the beginning, as we are learning about ourselves, as we are remembering who we are and receiving those internal messages that are guiding our path forward, we can fall into imposter syndrome thinking as we become aware of the limitations of our own consciousness. And we also have to start to reckon with the fact that we are going to be fundamentally existing in the world in a different way than we existed in tier one consciousness. So in yellow, you start to realize that just because something was right for you today, just because this belief worked for you today, or this idea was resonant with you today, it does not necessarily mean that tomorrow you are going to believe in the same way that you believed, or that you were going to think in the same way that you think now. Because you are now a more open system and a more fluid and flexible system of consciousness, you shift between different ideas, different beliefs. You don't really have foundational convictions in the same way that you held them in tier one, because you understand that there's a bigger storyline that's happening, and your life isn't just one monochromatic thing. You have the ability to change, and you exercise that ability to change from this way of seeing the world. But it may make you seem flighty or flaky or non-committal to people who are not existing, seeing the world this way, because there is a lot of value in just holding strong to your beliefs, because you're able to create a more secure worldview when you have a consistent set of beliefs. And so because of this inconsistency in our belief system and this fluidity in the way that we are seeing and perceiving the world, people who are operating from the yellow layer tend to prefer to have a low profile. We tend to be attracted towards problems and issues, obstacles and challenges that are entertaining for us, that are engaging of our own imagination and aligned with our own passions. But typically, as soon as the issue is resolved, we tend to like to fade into the background. We like to live on the margins of societies and communities because, again, the goal is not to harm other people with the way we're seeing the world. It's not to come in and require that other people adopt a more open, zoomed out perspective. Our goal is to come in, drop a few hints about how we can exist together, allowing for more personal autonomy and personal responsibility, as well as personal freedom. But we're not going to hang out in spaces where we're not interested. As soon as our passion starts to wane, as our interest starts to fade away in whatever community, whatever problem, whatever belief system, we will journey on. It's kind of like existing in a nomadic sense, to where you could be hyper-focused on trying to address a certain issue. And once that issue is resolved, you move on and you find a new issue that could be in a completely different lane, and people could be really confused by how you're existing because you don't seem consistent, because you're not, and that's okay too. It's in this ability to exist so fluidly that you learn that the best way for you to validate yourself, to respect how you exist on the planet, is to fully acknowledge your shortcomings, do your shadow work, and then forgive yourself for the faults that you identify, for the ways that you have unconsciously or consciously caused harm on the planet or caused harm to yourself. You develop this ability to be human humane within yourself. So in the green layer of consciousness, you learn how to treat other humans humanely in community. In the yellow layer of consciousness, you learn how to give that to yourself. Additionally, when it comes to identifying problems and issues and challenges that you want to help other people sort through, you will develop a level of integrity or a level of self-responsibility. I keep saying that word because it is such a foundational, fundamental part of being in yellow layer of consciousness. Because you have this responsibility for your own energy, you will disqualify yourself from engaging with problems or issues that you are emotionally attached to. If there's emotional clutter, if you aren't able to see the situation clearly from a zoomed out perspective, you are not going to give your two cents. You're not going to insert yourself in that issue because you know you have the integrity, the discernment, and the wisdom to know that you're not going to be able to be effective in the information that you're going to share because you have a dog in the fight. But I will also say that when you are operating in an unhealthy way in the yellow layer, you can come across as very cold, as uncaring, as pretty ruthless in how you are moving through the world, how you think about other people and yourself. You can be very, very detached because, like I said, you are operating from this zoomed out perspective to where you are seeing the world as some kind of game that's being played, or you're seeing that there are so many different ways that any timeline can play out that you remove your own humanity, empathy, and compassion from your decision making, and you start to engage with other people as though they are players in a video game. And that will make people feel like you don't see them, that you don't respect them, or that you aren't honoring their existence as a human being who is having visceral human experiences. You can also become very abrupt and cutthroat in the way that you are assessing issues, approaching people, and engaging with your environment. And this can be pretty off-putting. So it's good to be aware of the ways that your consciousness shows up when it is unhealthy, so you can understand the feedback that other people are giving you if they're telling you that you need to soften up, chill out, or connect in with the humanity of a situation a little bit more. Also, I did want to mention, circling back to the imposter syndrome, when we are in this imposter syndrome place, one of the things that we do when it starts to become unhealthy for us is we isolate ourselves. So if you come across someone who is operating from the yellow layer of consciousness, or if you yourself are operating from the yellow layer of consciousness, understand that the lack of concern for credentials, titles, status, hierarchies, and privileges based on superficial identity markers is just a part of how this layer of consciousness operates. We're not that interested, frankly, and we're not that impressed by any external achievements that you may have earned, any power status that you may have, any title that you may hold or credentials that you have. What we are more interested in is how you are humaning impact your experience of being a human, as well as impact other people's experience of being a human. So we will take these survival skills that we've learned, the traditions, the customs, the boundaries, organization, and structures. We will take the innovation, the advancement, as well as the diversity and perspectives of tier one consciousness, integrate all of this knowledge, and then build on them rather than categorically rejecting them, in order for us all to be able to exist as we are in the way that feels most true and authentic to ourselves. So people operating from the yellow layer of consciousness tend to be both and thinkers. They tend to be attracted to what is natural in life rather than what is contrived or artificial. And they tend to believe that all forms of life have the right to exist as the way that they are existing because they're already existing the way that they're existing. However, there does become a moment where someone who is operating from this layer of consciousness, they start to realize that all of the questions and curiosities and problems and challenges that they are trying to address and bring more light to and bring more consciousness to cannot be done alone. We can't lone wolf it in this life because we are still human beings who are social creatures. We still need other people and we still need to have some relationship with the immaterial spiritual world. So as we are transitioning into the next layer of consciousness, which is the turquoise layer of consciousness, our spirituality begins to be integrated into our zoomed out perspective of how we are engaging on the planet. As we search for more universal causality, as our concerns shift from what and how to make things better for ourselves and for others, into looking for the whys and the whos that can help make the world a more harmonious, collective, unified space for us all to exist in together. So in the next episode, I am going to dig a little bit deeper into the elusive, expansive, turquoise layer of consciousness. I hope to see you there. Thanks as always for listening. Bye.